This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome to the show. Cardinal baseball coming your way in 2 hours. A 12:05 first pitch for the Cardinals and the Texas Rangers. The Cardinals will be going for another series win. Hasn't this been something? The Cardinals, 19 of their last 25, won. They were 19-8 in the month of May. They lost the first two games of the month, and then they went on this run. 19-8 in 1 month. They haven't been that good since they went 20-7 in May back in 2013, and we all know what happened that season. They went on to the World Series, lost to the Red Sox in six games. Last time they were in the Fall Classic was 2013. This Cardinals team is fun to watch, aren't they, when they bounce back like that after a rough loss on Friday. Sonny Gray comes right back at him with 10 strikeouts. He allows four singles and seven scoreless innings. The Cardinals get a scoreless eighth out of Phil Maton. And then in the ninth, as they have most of this season, they turn it over to Ryan Helsley.
On a warm day with the roof open in Dallas. The 1-2 delivery, here it comes. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Helsley finishes it off. Save number 13 for the Cardinal closer. And the Redbirds win this one 2-0 and even the series at one.
Ricky Horton with the call on KMOX as the Cardinals get the win 2-0. They go for the series win today. If you're scrambling to find the game on TV today, it's on Roku. We're here for you on radio, KMOX. We will have it for you. 12:05 first pitch. Nate Gatter has your pregame in 1 hour at 11:10. Hope for a great afternoon in Arlington once again for the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll have a tough customer to get through today in Jacob deGrom. You know him for many years of facing him. 4-2 with a 2.42 ERA and 62 strikeouts already. Eric Fetty goes for St. Louis. 3-4 with a very respectable 3.90 ERA, especially these days. 39 strikeouts for Fetty, who went the distance in one of his games this year. We got to make sure that he's not issuing walks. That's one of the things that has gone back to bite him. We'll see how it goes today. Here's the Cardinals lineup against the Rangers. Lars Nootbaar leads off and plays left field. Mason Wynn is the shortstop batting second. Brendan Donovan's at second base batting third. Wilson Contreras is the cleanup hitter. He's playing first base. Ivan Herrera is in there as the DH. He bats fifth. Arenado, third base. Nolan hitting .233 on the season. He's the number six hitter. Alec Burleson is batting seventh and playing in right field. The injured Jordan Walker is going to open up some space for Burleson and Gorman to get more at-bats. Pedro Pajes is behind the plate. He's the catcher. And Victor Scott II is the center fielder, batting ninth. I mentioned the batting average of Arenado at .233. Brendan Donovan, one of the best in the National League, he's hitting .329. And Herrera, who doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify just yet, but if he continues on this pace, he'll be considered one of the more dangerous hitters in the National League, I would think. He's hitting .333 with 26 RBIs already on the season and an OPS of 1,003. So, pretty good start for Lars Nootbaar at the top of the order. Then he kind of faded off a little bit, but he's starting to come back. Mason Winn has been a consistently good hitter in number two. Donovan, Contreras, Herrera, 3-4-5, though, are really what are going to make this thing go for the Cardinals offense, with Arenado backing them up at six. Curious to see what happens with Burleson if he gets more at-bats, if he continues to find it. But that's the Cardinals batting order today against Jacob deGrom and the Texas Rangers. Cardinals not the only winners yesterday. How about St. Louis City SC? You heard the highlights all morning long on Total Information AM. City gets the win 2-1 over San Jose. And in doing so, they win their first game in over 2 months. It's now June. They hadn't won a game since March. And they snap an 11-game winless skid. And they do it with David Critchley, their caretaker manager, in line as their head coach for the interim basis. A 2-1 win. Klaus saw the goal. I was watching it on Apple TV yesterday while we were doing some things around the house. But I was sitting there for the goal, and man, what an enjoyable moment that was for Energizer Park. And then with Edward Leuven, I mean, what a special, important part of this organization and the support that he and his family have received. He gets the PK winner, 2-1, City beats San Jose. Oddly enough, City is 5-0 against San Jose lifetime. They'll have a tough game, City will, coming up this weekend. Their next matchup is at Portland. But City just needs to keep chipping away. You can make a little run here because of the way MLS designs it, with 3 points for a win and no points for a loss. You can catch some people hoping that they don't have any draws or wins. But right now, with a 2-1 win at San Jose, they'll play next a week from today, a Sunday evening game, 6 o'clock start, against Portland. 1 week from today, it's the St. Louis Battlehawks. They're going to be playing at the Dome a week from today in the XFL Conference Championship. And with their win Friday night, they earned home field advantage, but they had it already. But anyway, they get the regular season title in the conference, and I'm really excited to see what they can do, and equally as excited to see what the fans can do. If they start filling that place, it'll get close to being where they wanted it to be. But I'm telling you, if they win that game and get to the UFL Championship on Saturday the 14th, and that place is close to full or full, that'll make national news. I mean, that'll be a national story. But, you know, until then, we're going to be just hoping that they can do it, because last year they didn't. Last year we were there in the house for the matchup against San Antonio, and they lost that game. Disappointing. So I feel a different outcome this time, but who knows? It's a rematch between St. Louis and DC in that XFL championship, and then the UFL championship will be on Saturday the 14th. On Sunday the 15th, it's Worldwide Technology Raceway. That's where the focus will be on Father's Day, a night race for the IndyCars, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. The IndyCar series is exciting. The Indianapolis 500 had some of its best ratings in a long time on Fox. And you know who the number five market in the country in Indy 500 racing viewership was? St. Louis. Number one, obviously, was Indianapolis. That goes without saying. But number two, Louisville. Three, Milwaukee. Four, Dayton. Five, St. Louis. Those were the top TV markets in the country for watching the Indy 500. Naturally, we were given the opportunity to interview the Indy 500 winner, Alex Palou. They want to be in front of the St. Louis market, and we have Alex Palou on the show today at 10:30. And we'll talk all about the race coming up at Worldwide Technology Raceway. The Pacers win 125-108. They are going on to the NBA Finals to take on Oklahoma City. Love that Midwest slash Southwest, I guess you could say, matchup between those two in the middle of the country. And got to say that, you know, if you were to adopt an NBA team, the closest drive is Indianapolis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pacers would be the closest team to St. Louis if you wanted to jump on the bandwagon here for this NBA Finals. I think they're a fun team to watch. I really do. We'll come back. Bernie Miklas joins us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning, then Alex Palou, then John Mozeliak on KMOX. Cardinal baseball coming your way in just about a couple of hours. 12:05 first pitch. Our pregame is on the way at 11:10. Short show today. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, will be with us at 10:45, he has agreed to come on a little bit earlier just to catch up, to get us caught up on everything that's happening inside the organization. And there is a lot to catch up on. So we'll do that with John Mozeliak here at 10:45. The Cardinals, with a 2-0 win yesterday over the Texas Rangers, put themselves into a 19 of the last 25 won. They finished the month 19-8 on the month. The Cubs also won 2-0. They beat the Reds, so the Cardinals are three games back in the National League Central. The Brewers are the team to watch right now. They have won six in a row. They are 31-28, and they are, more importantly, three games over 500 and 5.5 back in the division. So they are making themselves a player once again, just when we thought, as we were talking on the Gas House Gang earlier this past week, that the Brewers might be starting to fade. They put 17 runs on Philly, beat them 17-7 yesterday. They had an 8-run fourth inning, 23 hits for the Brewers yesterday in Philadelphia to pick up that win over the number one team in the NL East. No longer. There's now co-leaders in the NL East. The Mets and the Phillies are tied there, and it's a two-team race in the NL East. Everybody else is under 500 in that division. The NL West is owned by the Dodgers, who blew out, and I mean blew out, the New York Yankees yesterday. The Yankees went into Dodger Stadium in a marquee matchup and got smoked. 18-2 was the final in that one. The Dodgers just having batting practice in that one, just teeing off and having a good old time. The Dodgers beat them in the first game of that series, 8-5. So it has been a battle so far for the Yankees just to get some traction in L.A. Still the best team in baseball. I think you have to say that, whether their record reflects it or not. Oddly enough, how about this? There is a four-way tie for the best record in the National League. The Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Dodgers are all 36-22. And we're joined by Bernie Miklas, who is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer. And it's great to have you on KMOX, Bern. How about that? Four teams now, all with 36-22 records in the NL. Cubs, Mets, Phillies, Dodgers. We are in for a long race. Whether the Cardinals want to get into it, we'll see. They are, though, in the National League.
Yeah, Tom, good morning. You know, they are in it. I mean, as we look at today, you know, they're three games out of first place in Central. That means you're in it. Although you made a great point. People need to start paying attention in Milwaukee. They're getting starting pitching back, and they're hot. They're going to be dangerous from now on. So it's going to be a free-for-all. But, if you look at it today, the Cardinals would have the third wild card, but they're only a smidge, like a half game behind the Padres, who are second. So it was a great May for the Cardinals. You know, they ended April with their first month was 14-17. They ended April, and they had the best record in the major leagues in May. I mean, not just the National League, but the entire major leagues. And if you go back to April the 30th, when that was the day they won that doubleheader in Cincinnati, the Cardinals are 21-8, and that's a .724 winning percentage, and they're the best team in baseball since the start of play on April 30th. So what a month in terms of just going from near the bottom of the NL to, you know, factually the top of the NFL for the month of May. I mean, listen to me saying NFL. The top of the National League for the month of May. I mean, that is the definition of a turnaround right there.
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. And you know what? I'm going to ask John Mozeliak about this. One of my questions will be the common thread between Gray, Contreras, and I guess you could say Arenado to some extent, who rejected a trade, wanted to be here, and Ryan Helsley, who, you know, you thought maybe could be traded but wasn't. You know, but especially Gray and Contreras, I'd like to know what those conversations were like and why each of them decided they wanted to stay in St. Louis, because they won that game yesterday for the Cardinals. They're going to win more games for the Cardinals. And I feel like, Bernie, that as young as this team is, you can't win unless you get those veterans to kind of pull you out of a hole, because those slumps are going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really glad they decided to stay. And, I said it at the time, I think we all were. I mean, maybe the Cardinals would have had a different path if they had traded one or both of them. They certainly would have had a different path. But what I remember at the time, and also, you know, remembering stuff that was said in spring training, I mean, both of these guys wanted to be here. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew exactly there was going to be an emphasis on young players. And I know Sonny Gray said it. I know Wilson Contreras said it. They wanted to stay here, and they wanted to help move this thing along. They wanted to be a part of that. You know, they weren't just independent contractors. They wanted to be part of the team and what the team was planning to do, trying to do in 2025. And I think they deserve a lot of respect and admiration for that. Now, that said, I don't know if they would have been able to trade Wilson Contreras, not because he's a good player. He's a really good player, but because of the contract and everything else, there definitely would have been a market for Sonny Gray, even though he was set to make, he is making $25 million this year, but there would have been a market for him. So it's one of the parts of the success story that you really like. Two prominent veterans really wanted to stick it out with the Cardinals instead of cutting and running. And really, I think the same thing applies to Nolan Arenado. Yeah. When the Cardinals brought it to him, he said, yeah, you know, look around, let me know if you're close to something, and then he would decide. But it's not like Nolan Arenado really he wanted out of St. Louis, and we all know that he didn't. In fact, I think one of the great stories of the season is the way that he has embraced this team and the way his teammates have embraced him. This could have turned out so poorly if you think about it, but it's been the exact opposite of that. I'm talking about him happy to be a Cardinal and the Cardinals happy to have him.
I totally agree. He's such a gamer. I mean, I know we use that term a lot here, but he just loves playing baseball games. He loves the game. Yeah, he loves the competition. And I feel like while he probably won't say this because he tends not to say these kinds of things, but I think he's irritated by people who say that he's done. Yeah, he's got a lot of pride. And he's hitting only .233. He's been able to separate defense from offense, and perhaps that's a fuel for him to try to finish out a strong career here in St. Louis, however long that is.
Yeah, and I intend absolutely no disrespect when I say this, but we have to recalibrate the way we view Nolan Arenado, because the days of 2021, 2022, they're not coming back. And there's no shame in that, because you never know when the aging curve offensively is going to affect the hitter. But his production is down 3 years in a row, and it's down by quite a bit even from last year. But the thing of it is, I'm speaking for myself, and I know the Cardinals feel this way. I'm at peace with that. You accept him for what he is. He's a gamer. He's still one of the top two, three third basemen in the major leagues. He's defensively, he's also a guy that plays his tail off. His teammates love him. They respect him. He's actually probably a better leader this year than he has been, because I think he is embracing this opportunity to be one of the veterans that's going to just like not only go along with it, but really get caught up in the spirit of what makes this team special. He plays the game with joy. He smiles more than I can remember him smiling ever in 23 and 24. And so I've made it a vow with me. Yeah, I'm going to point out his numbers that they're down, but I'm not going to obsess over it. And, one of the things that I think we all have to adjust, because this idea that he's suddenly going to be the 2022 version of himself or close to it, I mean, it's fiction. It's just not going to happen. But he can still be a productive hitter offensively, and he can still have some hot streaks, and that's okay. Like I said, accept him for what he is. I like what he is. It's not like we can change it. He is what he is, but there's plenty of there to really like it or even love about this guy.
Absolutely. Cardinals made some transactions yesterday. Munoz up, Graceffo down, Valade up, and then, of course, the big one, Jordan Walker. Left wrist inflammation placed on the 10-day IL retroactive to May 29th. What does this do? I'm sorry that it happened to Walker. Hopefully he comes back soon. But what does this do to open the door for other people? Do you see Burleson and Gorman getting most of those at-bats, Bernie?
Yeah, I would think Gorman would stand to benefit, because Burleson's been getting a lot more at-bats than Gorman anyway. I mean, it's interesting, because we always ask the question, well, will Ollie Marmol, change the way he fills out the lineup in terms of, like, going with the best option rather than, well, we're on the runway with this guy or that guy. And, he's already made that decision, at least when it comes to Gorman. I'm not saying he wants to bury Nolan Gorman, but Burleson clearly has moved up ahead of him if we're talking about playing time for left-handed bats. I mean, Burleson has moved above Nolan Gorman, but the Walker injury, I would think it would mean that Burleson, we might see him more in the outfield, and you know, this would give Gorman a chance to DH more. You know, Ollie Marmol's is pretty creative the way he does that. You want to see Herrera DH, but Herrera's kind of he's kind of cooled off here, so there's going to be more openings for Nolan Gorman, I think, to get some at bats as with Jordan Walker out, and even though they don't play the same position, obviously.
Yeah, final thing for you, Bernie, on the Cardinals is Ollie Marmol. We both have a good relationship with him. We've been following him from the beginning, and I think that there's a chance that he's going to continue to get more accolades, more attention. If this team is at the All-Star break in contention, people are going to start buzzing about him as a Manager of the Year candidate. I mean, it's really something when you think about how he's perceived by some of the fans who won't give him credit for the situation that they are in. I see a team that absolutely fights to the end, and I think that he just is eating this up. He enjoys immensely watching his players go to battle. And if you're like me, Bern, you can't wait to see what happens next with this team.
I think he's done a stellar job this year, and some people listen to him and say, well, Bernie, you criticize him. Well, yeah. Is this breaking news? Major League manager gets criticized. They all do since the start of time, okay? Yeah. But I separate, like, saying, well, he shouldn't have done this. I wish he would have done that instead. I separate that from the overview, the big picture of the kind of job he's done this year. And I don't know, I'm going to get all nasty here, but I don't know how anyone of sound mind could actually say anything bad about the way he's led this club this year and even the way he led the club last year. And the other thing, can I just throw this out? Because mm-hmm. this is my favorite Ollie Marmol stat. And people aren't picking up on it, so I'm going to just keep hollering about it. If you look at Tony La Russa's record in his fourth season, to this point of the schedule, and you look at Ollie Marmol's record in his fourth season to this point in the schedule in the fourth season, Ollie Marmol's got a better winning percentage than Tony La Russa did after it's now, I think, 454 games. Their first 452 games or 400, I'm sorry, 500 and no, 400 and I'm screwing this up.
No, you're
so let me stop stammering. But no, at the exact same point of their fourth season, their record as Cardinals manager, Ollie Marmol has a better record than Tony La Russa did. Now, am I saying, oh, he's a better manager than Tony La Russa? Of course not. Of course not. But what I'm saying is Ollie Marmol has actually done a better job than people know or want to give him credit for. Look, Tony La Russa, they went to the playoffs in 1996. They won the division. His winning percentage over the next three seasons was 451. He had two losing seasons. I'm not knocking Tony La Russa. He's the best. What I'm trying to say is, Ollie Marmol's viewed as some lightweight. Oh, he's in over his head. I mean, they need someone with experience. The dude at this stage of his managerial career in St. Louis, at the same exact point, has a better record than Tony La Russa did. So. What are people going to say to that? I've heard people tell me, well, but they had to rebuild that team when he took over. Listen, Bill DeWitt took over as owner. Walt Jocketty was the general manager. And if you remember the offseason before 1996 started, they were making moves left and right. They were spending money. They were making trades. La Russa had great teams in terms of rosters. And the point is ownership and management was giving him what he wanted. They just kept getting pitching injuries. But this I don't know how, in a way I laugh because I know when I say this about him having a better record than Tony at the same point, I know people, frankly, the Ollie haters might have to go to the fainting couch. They won't know how to process that.
And again, just to clear it up with people who might have tuned in the middle of that, this is not when he was with the White Sox. You're saying the first 4 years as Cardinals manager.
Cardinals, Matt, he had already won two pennants and a World Series. So this was, at that point, he was a highly acclaimed Major League manager. I mean, everybody had him at the top of the top two or three best managers in the game. Ollie Marmol, when he took the Cardinals job, he was a first-time manager in the big leagues. And you say, well, he had Pujols. Well, yeah, that was in 2022. What happened in 2023? They had a terrible year. Tony had two terrible years during those first 4 years. Not that it was all his fault, just like 2023 was not Ollie Marmol's fault. I mean, sometimes when the roster's not good, I don't care who the manager is, you're not going to win. You know, you're not going to be real successful. But at the end of the season, unless the Cardinals fall apart, Ollie Marmol will have a better record after four seasons as a Cards manager than Tony La Russa will, because you know why? Tony La Russa, at the end of 1999, his first four seasons, he had a losing record as the Cardinals manager. So, again, I don't know what the Ollie haters can come back with that. It's, you know, because let me, and I'll throw this out. See, I'm getting fired up. You say, okay, you know, in terms of payroll and in terms of kind of the front office situation, you know, Tony La Russa had a highly motivated Bill DeWitt. They came in spending money left and right because it was a new team, new ownership, and they wanted to turn this thing around. He also had Walt Jocketty, his friend, and someone who had a touch with making trade after trade after trade. If you want to be fair about it, Ollie Marmol went to work for the Cardinals at a time where they were starting to cut payroll. Their rankings were slipping each year. And John Mozeliak, for his, all the great things that he's done, he kind of hit, he sort of got into a rut the last few years. So you tell me who had a better situation when they took over as Cardinals manager.
It's very,
I mean, if people are going to just throw this aside, then you're not capable of being fair with Ollie Marmol, and that's all I need to know about you. And basically, I have no reason to take seriously anyone who basically would throw this out as if it was nothing. He's got a better record than Tony La Russa at the same point, fourth year into the job. Are you kidding me?
It's amazing. Okay, but perception, yeah. Isn't it? It is incredible.
It is.
I mean, I knew I could get you going.
Well, no, man, it's just something that amazes. I've been really hard on Ollie. Don't get me wrong. I've been really hard on him. But the other thing about him, too, is that he understands that comes with a job. He never whines about it. But, again, we can all talk about he should have done this. He should have pulled the pitcher then. He should have brought in this guy. Why is he batting this guy lead off? We can do that all we want because every manager in baseball has things like that said about him. But – you know, get off social media where you have to do the cowboy, you know, fake tough guy stuff all the time, and take a step back and try to have some perspective about the overall job he's done. And you can compare him to Tony La Russa in his first 4 years. That isn't an opinion. That is a fact. F-A-C-T, fact.
And it's okay. I'm just saying this to fans. It's okay to change your opinion. I mean, you don't have to get dug into the point where if you go the other way, it makes you soft or something. No, I mean, we're just presenting facts to you.
There's too many insecure people out there, and, you know, they can't put their ego aside because they took a stand. Well, he's the worst manager I've ever seen, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of
right.
stuff.
Yep.
I think he's changing perceptions, and Tom, we're all part of the Guest House gang on Tuesday when he joins us. The comments directed to him are much more positive than they've been. I mean, I think people have really warmed up to him, and they're seeing him in a different way. They should, because he's got his team, you know, a couple of games in back of the Mets, who have a $328 million payroll. I mean, he's this team that's got $140 million payroll, $40 million down from last year. He's running with the big dogs with this record he has.
He's three games behind the best teams in the National League right now. So,
right.
It's pretty special. Byrne, you're the best. I love hearing you on Sunday mornings. Let's catch you soon on the Gas House Gang on Tuesday. And, of course, all the great things that you do for us. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. Sorry I went off on a rant there.
No, it is the best. Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX. We're going to come back. Alex Pillow, Indy 500 champion. And John Mozeliak also on the show before we leave at 11.
The Stifel Financial Sports Studio. Here is Tom Ackerman.
In the interest of time, we're going to take you to a portion of my interview with Indy 500 champion Alex Pillow, who will run in 2 weeks from today in St. Louis at Worldwide Technology Raceway at the Bomberito Automotive Group 500.
You've actually done very well here in St. Louis, Madison, Illinois, Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's the Bomberito Automotive Group 500, different track. Short turns one and two, a little more open in three and four. How do you approach this track, and what do you think of it?
Yeah, we've done okay. We've not done amazing. I wish we'd have done A little bit better. I think last year we were really, it was our strongest year so far. I think we finished fourth or fifth. And I cannot wait to go back, hopefully now with a little bit more confidence after winning the 500 and see if we can fight for the win, man. Like I think we've had strong cars there, even though the results doesn't show that we had amazing cars, but we had strong cars, and hopefully we can we're able to execute and have a fun day there.
What do you love about IndyCar specifically, open wheel racing and being part of this series?
How diverse it is, like you go from the smoothest track at Indy Road Course to the fastest track at the IMS, the Speedway for the 500, to the bumpiest track and tiniest tracks in the streets of Detroit. Like there's so much diverse tracks. You need to adapt so fast, and the fans that we have are awesome. There's a lot of fans following us from racetrack to racetrack, and I cannot wait to see them, a lot of them in St. Louis.
One final thing is, on that note, what is that like to be the first from Spain to win the Indianapolis 500? You are from Barcelona. You make your home in Indianapolis. I know a lot of people back in Spain are proud of you.
Honestly, even if I was the 50th Spanish driver to win the Indy 500, I would still be as happy as I am now. But being the first one and knowing that nobody in history is gonna be able to change that from us, like we're forever gonna be the first Spanish driver to win the Indy 500. So yeah, hopefully that opens the door for future Spanish drivers to come here, give it a try. See if they can win it, but yeah, it's very special.
I look forward to seeing you here in St. Louis, a great sports town and not too far from Indy. I know that you still have a little bit to go, the Detroit Grand Prix, and then there's an off week, and then it's on. It's getting closer and closer to Father's Day and this event, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Alex Palou, the winner of the Indianapolis 500 and a 16-time winner, joining us on KMOX. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy talking to Alex Palou. What a class act he is. We come back, and it's John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations on KMOX.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had some performance by Sonny Gray in that win over the Rangers yesterday. 2-0. Gray goes 7 scoreless, 10 strikeouts. He allows just 4 sin. And afterwards, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest was there to hear from him.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been making strides in a good direction the last couple times out. I just feel like even after my last outing, I felt very, very good about how I threw the ball and kind of like how the ball's coming out of my hand. We took another step forward today. Had a really good plan going into the day. Executed it pretty well. Did some things that I haven't been able to do thus far this year. So I knew I was been making strides to that. And just, you know, worked on it throughout the week in the bullpen and came up with a good visual for me and executed some things a little bit differently. And it was a really good team to do that against. So, yeah, I mean, had a good plan. Had a couple really good plays at the wall, Burley with one, Lars with another. Pedro did an amazing job. That throw out and early in the game, that's a huge momentum killer for them, momentum.
That's Sonny Gray. Always love listening to him talk pitching. And joining us on KMOX is the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. A 2-0 win for Gray and the Cardinals yesterday. Mo, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. I love listening to Sonny talk pitching. I mean, he must be something behind the scenes. I don't recall anybody quite like him. Do you? When it comes to explaining what he does and what he puts into it?
Well, he's just very methodical and strategic. So I think, like, when you have, like, younger pitchers around him, they can learn so much because he articulates exactly what he's thinking, why he's doing it, and it's almost like he's always calling his shot, if you will. And so before he throws a pitch, like in a bullpen, he's trying to tell you what he's trying to do, and when he doesn't do it, he'll try to repeat it until he gets it right. And so I think just from like a fundamental and learning standpoint, our young pitchers get so much out of him.
And Matthew Liberatore was one of those who told me that, you know, Sonny took him under his wing right away, and he loves it even more that he's in the rotation, because when he was in the bullpen, and he loved both roles, but being in the dugout and having Sonny right there is such a luxury, you know, for something like that. And then the other question I had for you about Sonny is, what did he say? I mean, can you take us behind the scenes? And for that matter, Wilson Contreras, was it the same theme for both of them, wanting to be here, wanting to be part of this? Because obviously they're huge contributors to your success here recently.
Yeah, so in both cases, when both those guys signed here, they signed here with the intention of having success and winning. And, you know, obviously, when you think back to the offseason of 22-23, we went into that year expecting to win. And then obviously there were a lot of reasons why we didn't. But, you know, Wilson still wanted to be a part of that, and he wants to see this through. So you know, this past off season when we were taking the approach of we're going to give a lot of younger guys a chance, we're not going to be overly active on the free agent market, and we're going to see really what we have so we understand directionally where we want to go. And both Sonny and Wilson said, look, I know what we signed up for. I know what we want to be a part of, and we want to be a part of the Cardinals. So it's pretty cool.
And you have Phil Maton, a veteran who's been a part of championship teams. Obviously, Nolan Arenado, hungry. It is a veteran presence right now, and also a young team that is going to endure ups and downs. And I'm sorry to hear of Jordan Walker's injury. I hope it's not something that lingers because he was doing so well, John.
Yeah, he did get off to a good couple weeks, given the struggles he's had offensively. I'm not overly concerned. Obviously, I want to see how he feels coming off the off day on Monday. But my fingers are crossed this is not going to be an extended stay. But we'll see. But he is a someone that definitely was encouraged about where he was over the last week and a half, and hopefully we can have that be a building block for him.
And as we always say, it opens doors for others to have an opportunity. In theory, that would mean Nolan Gorman would get more opportunities at bats out of that, and others, of course, as a shuffle takes place when you lose somebody.
Yeah, I think between Burley and Gorman, you're going to see more plate appearances for them, so we'll see what they can do with it. Obviously, like as you pointed out, we always talk about on the show about opportunity, and the individuals that take advantage of that are the ones that become household names.
We had Bernie Miklas on the show a little earlier. Bernie got fired up, imagine that, but in support of Ollie Marmol. He really put down some big numbers about how Ollie has been in his first 4 years as manager, about the perception of Ollie. I'm just curious your evaluation of Ollie, particularly here. In this moment, as the Cardinals sit here in the position they're in, 8 games over and 3 games out.
Well, needless to say, I'm a big advocate of Ollie, a big supporter of him. I feel like a lot of people don't really give him a fair shake for a variety of reasons. When you think back to, you know, our time here in the last 3 decades with somebody like a Tony La Russa, then we transitioned to Mike Matheny, and then Mike Schilt, and now Ollie. You know, it's kind of incredible that we've only had 4 managers in that time. And, you know, I really feel like Ollie's just an emerging star. I think he understands the game. I think players like playing for him. He runs a really good clubhouse. I think from a in-game strategy standpoint, he understands. I mean, there's certainly times where he makes decisions and it doesn't work. But let me tell you, anybody that has to do that job, you're always being looked at. It's hard. It's tough. And I think he has the personality to really handle it, and I think he does a great job with it.
This is John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Just one more thing, and that is your moves yesterday. You bring Valaid up. We got to see him in spring training. Interesting player, somebody that I think could have some opportunities. What did you think of what was behind bringing Valaid and getting him a chance?
Well, when you think about losing Walker, we really felt like having someone that could play the outfield, give us some flexibility in the infield, right-handed bat, it just seemed to be a combination of a lot of things that were in his favor. And candidly, he's been playing really well. And so the timing of it was perfect, and hopefully he can take advantage of it.
And the last thing, Graceffo was sent down with Munoz brought in. Graceffo is going to stay as a reliever, isn't that right, in Memphis?
Yeah, we're going to try to make sure that we keep him to where he is capable of getting to 50 pitches. So that's just something we're going to talk through over the next 24 hours. But, you know, ultimately, he's got to learn to be a little more efficient. The other night, deep counts, ran his pitch count up high. Because obviously, I think in a game like that, you would have liked to see him finish. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
Mo, thank you for making this work. Appreciate you jumping in early before Cardinal baseball. It's always good to hear you. And good luck today as you go after another series win.
All right, you have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us live on KMOX. We are ready to take you to Cardinal Baseball. So here's what we have for you. We're going to go in about a minute to a break and then hit the top of the hour news. And then out of the news, Nate Gatter is going to take you from 11:10 on. He has pregame, postgame today. It's a 12:05 first pitch. Earlier game today, and the reason for that is it's being televised on Roku. So if you don't know where to find that, well, you got about an hour to do that. And then after that, you can always flip on KMOX and have the audio going. Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne did a terrific job yesterday. The last thing that I wanted to mention was a congratulations, and that is to three of our own for being inducted into the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. The former host of this show, Ron Jacober, the decorated host not only on KMOX Radio, but for a long time, a terrific sportscaster for KSDK, and for decades, play-by-play, you name the sport, Ron was on it, traveling around and calling games, hitting the biggest interviews, and a huge part of our KMOX history as a longtime sports director. Congratulations, Ron. Congratulations to Jim Jackson, the longtime engineer for St. Louis Cardinal baseball, St. Louis University basketball, hockey. I mean, he has been all over everything related to KMOX sports. Jim also goes in. And Joe Buck, what more needs to be said? One of the best of his generation. A Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer, the three of them went in on Friday night. I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.